Welcome to the BioInnovate Africa podcast. Today, we talk about our eco-friendly technology for leather processing.
My name is Professor Francis Muller. I am a project leader on BioInnovate project dealing with the piloting of eco-friendly technology for leather processing. This is a technology we've developed over several years to mitigate the pollution that is normally created by tanneries. The tannery process is a very polluting process, and the reason is it uses very harsh chemicals, which basically in the process of trying to remove the hair so that the leather can be created, the chemicals used have a very bad smell. And that is what normally people associate with tanneries. They don't associate tanneries with the good shoes or leather products we wear. They remember them mostly for the foul air they normally smell when they are near the tanneries. The chemicals, the one that is known to pollute most is basically sulfur chemicals. These chemicals are known to have a very bad smell. But even in naturally where they occur, you will normally associate it with the smell of rotten eggs. And basically when you are removing the hair using those chemicals, the smell is that one of rotten egg. And because they are used on a very large quantity, then of course they completely foul the air. And that is why there is even legislation where you can put up a tannery. You cannot put up a tannery anywhere. So there are designated regions within the country where you can place a tannery, and is normally very far away from where people live. The first part, of course, is to produce the enzyme in the large quantities that you can use to bathe the skin in, which is quite a lot of enzyme, especially starting with a small bacteria. And then now the next thing is using that enzyme basically to do the dehairing. It takes them 60 to over 72 hours to remove the hair. We have been able to show that using our process, we can reduce that process to between 4 to a maximum of 8 hours. So something that takes them several days, we are able basically to do within a working day. But the key aspect of it is that we are even able to do it in our laboratory and there is no smell. An enzyme is basically the juice that any organism, any cell produces to digest food. So when you eat, within a few minutes or a few hours, you feel hungry. It does not matter how big a portion of food you have eaten. Now that is normally made possible by the juices in your stomach. You realize that any living organism uses a similar process. And so microorganisms, they also eat. But before they eat, they produce juices, which then they use to digest whichever material. It can be wood, like in this case, it can be hair, it can be whole skin, and turn it into a liquid, which then they ingest. So under controlled conditions, we can tell this microorganism that we don't want you to eat the skin. We just want you to remove the hair, and it can then just do that. If we tell it that we want you to eat the whole skin, then it can eat the whole skin. So that is basically the science. So we have developed the technology where we can tell this microorganism exactly what we want it to do, and basically then it just obeys us. Last week, we published a paper in biochemical technology telling the world about the arrival of this new technology and basically the future of the tanneries. Of course, the tanneries have invested a lot of money, and so it is not going to be easy to tell them to discard the old technology. However, this technology can be integrated in the current tanneries. Mm-hmm. Some tanneries are already using this technology, but for small aspects of the whole process. However, the one we have developed is a one-pot solution. It is mild, it is faster, and we believe we should be able to prove it is economic worth. So we are saying through this technology that the tannery can be your neighbor. And that is basically what we are contributing. We are going to eliminate the air pollution. We are going to eliminate the harsh conditions that are associated with it, so that you can even do it at home. And also, it can be done on a much smaller scale. The amount of water you require will be less. And because we are removing the hair intact, we are hoping that we can develop new value-added streams associated with the leather industry or the tanneries. Enzymes or these juices from these microorganisms, especially from the harsh environment of the Rift Valley, the Soda Lakes, I would say they hold the future for environmental friendly industries, both locally and internationally. Whether it is in brewing, whether it is in textile, whether it is in these tanneries, and any other industry where chemicals are used, you will be able to substitute that process with an enzyme process. It is faster, the process is clean and without pollution. And that is the power of these enzymes, or you can call them microbial juices.